there. I don't know what's his. I don't know. You gotta have to ask him that question. He's hot. He's hot. You know. I'm the one of the guys. That I just catch his balls. I don't know what makes him go. I mean, you know, I think he's a great player. I don't take him for granted on that. I mean, he's confident. He's cocky. I mean, that's what you want to ask me. But as far as what keeps him going, that's all about A-Rob.
Cocky in a good way.
Hmm?
I mean,
cocky in a good way, not cocky in a bad way. Cocky in a good way. He's a good boy. Good way cocky.
Do you want your quarterback to be like a little bit like that?
Yeah, because I'm cocky. So, I mean, it goes hand in hand. I'm cocky. I think I'm one of the best, and he thinks he's one of the best quarterbacks. That's pretty good.
Now, did you see your touchdown run? Did you get the number one play?
I did see it last night. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good for some man with old wheels, huh? Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it was good. You know, I didn't know it was number one. Everybody was talking about it. When I came in, guys were talking about it, and I didn't get a chance to see it. And then I did my radio show. They was talking about how it was number one. I got an opportunity to see it. It was a pretty nice play. I got to admit.
So what's the grade that you give it?
Oh, yeah, that's top 10. I'm number one. I like it. Take it all day long.
What did your son have to say about it?
He didn't get a chance to see it, so I recorded. So I let him see it today. He was asleep. He was in the bed.
Did he see it live, though?
No. One thing he doesn't know, he don't watch me. All he knows is that I did score him because mom tells him. But after that, yeah, he didn't see it. Okay. But he did say I did something. He said, "Dad, I saw you do a juke move," and I don't know how he saw that. Unless he saw the replay or something, but that's it. We've always said it. I think I speak for our whole receiver group that we're one of the best. I mean, we'll take anybody on that thing. You know, the only time we beat ourselves is when we do it. And one thing we know is that when we play at a sound level, and we like to compete. You know, that's one thing about this group. We compete with one another. Who got the best hands? Who got the best routes? Who can run this? Who can run that? So when it's a battle, it's a battle. So every time someone jumps, you see we all running straight down the field. See the first one to get to the end zone.
It's got to be a lot of fun to be in that environment.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. When you're having that much fun, it makes it easy. You know, guys are not, we don't have no one guy that's selfish about, I want this, I want that. It's just, we all having fun out there. When one guy make a play, we cheer him on like it's, you know, like I made a play or he made a play.
Now, after you make a play you made Sunday, and after the AIDS stories, was there any sense, was ESPN the play of week or something, was there any sense of na-na-na-na-na?
No, you know that like I just got to a point where, you know, I'm okay. You know, I'm okay with the old man jokes. It kind of makes me, I guess I am the old man of the bunch. If you look around this locker room, I mean, some of these guys, when I was my first year in the league, they was in middle school. So, you know, a lot of guys around here call me yes, sir, and I tell them not to call me that, but their parents tell them to call me that, so I have to deal with it. But it's fun. I can deal with it, though. Thank you all. Appreciate it.